Welcome to the Power of Progress podcast, where we talk about mindset, motion, and momentum. We get you from thinking to doing, turning your thoughts into actions. Let's break through your barriers so you can achieve your goals. I am your host, Scott Friedman, and let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of the Power of Progress. Don't forget, everyone, I'm going to keep saying it until you do it. I can see you. I know who you are. And I don't know who you are, but I can see it. Don't forget to leave the show an amazing five-star comment/review on Apple Podcasts. On Spotify, you just leave a five-star review once you listen to an episode. You can't actually write a comment, but on Apple Podcasts, you can, wherever you listen to the show. If you can leave a comment, it really does help the show. It helps other people who are struggling find the show when they're searching for it because the algorithm is there. I don't know how it works, but it does do it. The more likes, the more reviews, it does help. So please take 3 seconds out of your time, okay? I'll even make this episode a little shorter so you have the extra minute back. So you have 60 seconds to then write it. Super easy. It really does help the show. Okay, so the last full episode I did, because I had the power one in between this one, was about me and my grocery store endeavor. I want to continue off that on a separate line of thought. So the last one was based on, if you didn't listen to it, go listen to it because it kind of goes to this one, was based on how my mood created my perception of what was going on. So I was agitated, I was annoyed, and then it created kind of my mood and how I acted around people. And then versus if I was calm and collected, I just walked through, didn't care. It was a way different experience, even though the same things were happening to me. Now that was one topic. So go listen to that one. Really awesome, amazing topic, if I do say so myself. This one is it's shocking how I came up with both things at the same time when I was just, and this is how I get inspiration just through everyday living, is when I go to the grocery store, I am very much like, I know what I'm doing. Like I walk in, I know with a blueberry, I go blueberry, I'll show you exactly what I do. I go blueberries first, because the first thing I see. Then I might hit strawberries depending on the price, how they look, how they feel. Cause usually strawberries right now are just like crap. So I'm like, okay. And then I go towards the sweet potatoes, which is I veer right to the sweet potatoes, go turn left. All the way down the aisle, there's granola. And then past that, there's chicken. Past that, there's ground turkey / ground beef. Past that is the fresh fish. I turn left down the aisle. I go to the frozen vegetables. I do a U-E, and I hit up potentially more fresh fish if I didn't get it the first time. There's some oat milk or coconut milk. There might be I go around the corner. There's eggs. Like I have my route. Right. You know, and then there's oatmeal. There's all this other stuff I do on a regular basis. I have my general route and I'm very precise. I know what I want to do. I know what I'm doing. I know how long it takes. Like, I'm ready to go. Okay. I don't know how long it takes. I also don't have the step count. I should do a step count, shouldn't I? How cool would that be if I just like, is that too anal? Should I not do that? I won't do that. It's kind of weird. People will see me like, why is he counting? So I have my routine. I'm very direct and purposeful in my actions. Conversely, there are a lot of people. Okay. And by the way, this does happen to me when I'm in a new store, you know, or when I'm trying to get something I've never seen before, where you're kind of just, you're looking through the aisle, you're trying to find something, which, by the way, there's nothing wrong with this. I'm just giving you the converse example here. And, oh, I haven't been to this aisle. I might get this. Like, actually, for example, a few days ago when I was at the store, I was getting kombucha for the first time. I never actually bought kombucha before because someone told me I should try it. I said, fine, I'll try it. Whatever. Who cares? And I'm sitting there like looking, okay, what's this? What's this? Where is it? How do I find this? And I was kind of lackadaisically going through what I wanted to do. Now, you could be sure the next time I go through, I'm going to know exactly where it is. If I buy it again, I know exactly which one I want. I'm going to go and it'll be a lot faster. But this goes to show a lot of people at the grocery store very much just kind of meandering around, wandering around, and eventually they'll be done. There's no real sense of urgency. So this goes to two different things in that sense. One is when you have a goal, it is better to be direct and have a clear path of what you're trying to do because you will be done faster, you'll move faster, and you know what you're doing and you know what you're going to get, right? Like, so when I'm going through there, I am direct. I have a specific thing I'm doing, okay, and I know what I'm going to do. That's your goal. That's your fitness goal. That's your health goal. Like when you have a clear line of path of what you want to do, it makes things a lot easier and a lot more clear. You ignore all the distractions. You ignore all the advertisements or the fake gurus out there, and you are singular focus on what you're supposed to do versus when you're meandering around doing all this stuff and, well, I might go to the gym today or maybe I'll do cardio or maybe I'll lift a weight or maybe this machine looks cute or I don't know. Ooh, this looks like a new pill I could take. You see what I'm saying? When you're doing that kind of meandering, wandering in your goals, it equates to what you're doing at the grocery store. Very, I honestly think that's a pretty awesome statement. So that being said, it's ideal when it comes to your goals. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with enjoying your day and not being, I'm not saying you have to be in a rush or be in a bad mood by any means. Okay. These are not mutually exclusive ideas. What I am saying is that having a purpose and acting with purpose makes things faster, makes things better, and gets you to the result that you want the most. Now, obviously, some of you are just doing it to do it. And the grocery store isn't like, you're not trying to get in and out real fast. But when it comes to your goals, you want instant gratification. You want results as soon as humanly possible. So you should have direction. You should understand what you're doing. I'm going to go in the gym today and I'm going to do three sets of this at this weight, at this rest. I'm going to go in, do whatever it might be, right? I'm going to eat this food and meal prep on this day. Like, you have direction. You're not just like, well, I'll kind of do this. No, it doesn't work. Right? So it's a good example. Next time you see people meandering around, it's like, are you doing that with your goal? Are you the person in the grocery store, which is no problem, but just walking around aimlessly trying to figure it out? And are you doing that with your goal as well? Are you? Think about it. And it's like, well, I don't know what to do here. Okay, so fine. Find that direction. And by the way, quick little tidbit, if you need help finding that direction and finding that path, that's what coaches do. That's what I do. That's what all these people do. Get on my calendar, myprogresscall.com, and we'll identify that direct path through the grocery store that you can take so you can ignore all the potholes, all the people in the way, all the broken aisles, all these different things that get in your way so you can get in and out as fast as humanly possible, i.e. for your specific fitness goal, okay? So that's that, myprogresscall.com. Get on there. That being said, okay, and by the way, there's nothing wrong with, trying to figure it out on your own. I'm just saying, if you want to go faster, you want to figure it out and you want to go as fast as you can, get the results you can, that's when you get the coach, okay? So it's funny how I had like two totally different examples of when I went in there, and if you're meandering around versus being stressed and perception. So it just shows you that what we do in reality, what we do in everyday living can correlate to our goals, can correlate to our life. And I just want to kind of bring that to the attention of like, there is inspiration everywhere. So if you're feeling a little down, you're feeling a little like, okay, I don't know what to do, find that direct path and move forward towards your goal. Don't just kind of wishy-washy, waver, kind of do all these things. No, be direct in what you want to do. Understand the action you have to take. Even if you don't want to do it, go do it, okay? And that's part of it as well. We can get into that in a different episode, but that is the message for today, as promised, a little bit sooner than earlier. What does that even mean? A little bit quicker than normal. Therefore, you can also go and give the show a rating, 5-star review, all that fun stuff. All right. So I will talk to you on the next one. All right. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you like today's show, do me a favor and hit the follow or subscribe button and leave a 5-star review so more people like yourself can start building momentum towards their goals. Also, if you are interested in my 10 minutes to take off method, where I teach you to master your first 10 minutes and soar to victory, then book a call on my calendar at myprogresscall.com. Myprogresscall.com. Otherwise, have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you next time.